How did Eddie look with the?
Eddie practiced well. Practiced all week. He looks good.
Comment on Eddie and Josh with the second team All-Pro selection.
Well, I think it's well deserved. Very happy, very proud of both Eddie Lacy and Josh Sitton for the recognition as an All-Pro. Very deserving. Been staples throughout the year. You know, Josh is. I felt that he clearly had his best year as a pro. So he went to the Pro Bowl last year, and you know, I think he's clearly one of the best or the best guards in the league. Eddie Lacy, what an impact he's made for our football team, especially as a rookie. So we're very pleased to get the news.
Mike, how do you like where your running game is right now? How Eddie and James did
the compliment? I like where we are as a football team. Offensively, our run game is has been good. Eddie and James are an excellent complement to one another. So they're doing a heck of a job. And it starts up front. Our O line is playing well. It's had a great week of practice.
I guess speaking of the running game, are you emphasizing the blockers' athletic ability more? I guess speaking of like sweeps and pulling and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, everything we do scheme wise is based off matchups. What the opponent's doing and things like that.
Was that part of your off-season plans, or is that something just going to be kind of evolved as the years come?
I mean, really, a lot of things that we're doing, has always been there. They're variations of base plays. Adjustments. We do have an athletic line, so it's our responsibility to give our offensive line the angles and the opportunities to be successful blocking. So they're really adjustments to our base plays.
Mike, I know you said earlier that you weren't concerned about the ticket issue, but selling out this morning, what does that mean?
Well, it's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, this is the Lambeau Field. I mean, our fans are phenomenal. Like I said, I think on Wednesday. When I was asked the question, I know it'll be a great environment. Our fans always show up. This is the showcase of the NFL, Lambeau Field. So you kind of expect, that's what you expect, and I'm glad they came through.
Mike, how have you tried to prepare the field during this cold weather, what's expected in the next 72 hours, and what kind of condition do you think it'll be in on Sunday?
I'm sorry, you're talking about Lambeau Field, the actual playing surface? I mean, Alan Johnson's our groundskeeper. He's, he does a great job, and he'll do everything he needs to do to get the field right. I think the weather is going to break tomorrow, so I'm sure that it'll be a big day for them as far as working on it and covering up. And, we obviously have the heating system. So the biggest thing is, keeping it covered up and keeping it warm and so forth, so it's ready to go on Sunday.
Mike, how long did you practice outdoors, and was it productive?
Very productive practice. We're normally it was a normal Friday for us, so we went through our normal practice structure, did everything we normally do. So it was windy, which I thought was great. Anytime you get a chance to handle the football in the wind, I mean, it's an opportunity you need to take advantage of. We actually spent a little more time out there than we normally do, just with extra ball drills and things like that.
Do you talk about sleeves or no sleeves, or is that just totally an individual thing?
It's that's really what our equipment department's for. So they give our players options. I mean, there's an education that goes on, obviously, for players going through it the first time, and the veteran players do a good job of taking care of the younger players.
Do you continue to emphasize hydration? Because a lot of times when guys are in these cold conditions, their first instinct is not to.
Absolutely. I mean, cold weather, heat. I mean, all those things are factors that, you definitely have to prepare for. We've seen it in past games where guys do cramp. So, yes, it's all part of our preparation.
To what extent is performing and succeeding in sub-zero temperatures, a mental challenge, a psychological issue, and how much of it is a real physical problem?
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, it's different. It's not something that you do every single Sunday, and this is not the norm. So anytime you get outside the norm for whatever your occupation, it's obviously challenging mentally and physically, and this will definitely be the case Sunday.
How do you explain the extraordinary games that Kaepernick has had against your defense, one running, one passing?
Well, I'm not going to really go back into that. I think that's been well written on. We got a big game. Sunday. So we've looked at the pass tape. It's a different season. This will be a different game.
The majority of the defensive guys we talked to this week all brought up unscouted looks. Is that something San Francisco is better than other teams around the league at?
Well, San Francisco does a great job schematically. They're multiple in on how they attack you. So they're like I've said all week. You know, they're well coached, and you know they'll have a plan, you know, distinctly for us. So and that's all, once again, all part of the preparation.
Mike, do you expect any limitations for Randall this week after what he did last week as far as his reps?
I mean, you know, Randall's, you know, I got him, you know, he's fully expected to play in the game, and, you know, how much he plays and everything, we'll see Sunday.
What does practicing in the weather today give you an advantage, you think, going in Sunday, that first second that cold hits?
You know, it's part of our preparation. I mean, we play outside, so we practice outside. So, I mean, that's the way I approach it. I really don't know what the opponent's doing, so I can't comment on it.
What's your practice like on Thursday after, you know, the 3 days of kind of preparing and not being out on the field? How did you feel like the last 2 days of the week went? Practice.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, you didn't practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So how did you feel that?
Just like I said in here, I guess Thursday or Wednesday. I mean, working Tuesday and Wednesday, when our players left here on Wednesday, we were fully ahead of where we normally are on a Wednesday, even with the practice. So, you know, we were able to get done what we needed to get done Thursday and Friday. So I feel very good about our week of preparation.
Could you see it in their freshness of life or anything like that?
Yeah, the teams feel good. I think our injury report reflects that. You know, the guys are bouncing back, and, you know, we're going to have our best 46 out there.